Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Every Tuesday afternoon, I learn how to, well, maybe try and learn something to help me live that little bit better. We've done lots of physical and mental things in an effort to try and improve our well-being. And they're all available on the News Talk and the Go Loud app. You can subscribe to Lunchtime Live. But today, I'm chatting to the owner and director of Awesome Walls, Dave Ayton. Dave, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How do you describe climbing?
Oh, well, it can be different things to different people, depending on what you need to get out of it, what do you enjoy from it. But climbing's using your body, your limbs to express yourself vertically, you know, climb up. It can be as high or as low as you like. It can be sideways, it can be indoors, it can be outdoors, in the Alpine, in the mountains, on the crags and coastline of Ireland. Yeah, it's pretty varied.
When did you first start?
So I wasn't a particularly active kid, and a friend of mine had been climbing with the Scouts, and he basically went and bought himself a rope and took me out climbing to Dochy Quarry in Dublin. So not a standard introduction.
No, it was good. I'm sure listening now, don't follow this advice.
that's not ideal, but we survived. But I was hooked from the start.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Why? What is it about it?
I suppose if you grow up in the city and you're not into sports or, you know, not particularly fit and active, it's a real adventure. And it was really just exciting. You know, the freedom, you go out into this beautiful natural environment and you get to play around on it. And there are no real rules. Yeah.
Is it a team sport or is it something you do very much as an individual?
You can definitely forge relationships, strong relationships, because you can rely on others, and you know, I'd say they're lifelong relationships. You can kind of cultivate. But as an individual, it's all about you. And one of the things I like about it now, as a father with children engaging with the sport, it's really good to see. And I'm kind of looking at the whole thing in a different way now, different eyes.
Really, yeah.
But, you know, there's no, like, you and I could do the same climb. And the solutions we'd use to get to the top would look completely different. And I think that's a real good lesson when you see the kids acknowledging that.
Yeah.
They can outclimb an adult or, you know, because we make so many assumptions on what's possible based on what we see or what we think of ourselves. And when you start seeing that, you know, successes, it can take different shapes and look like different things.
So it's not just the physical challenge. There's obviously a mental challenge involved as well in working out the logistics of, you know, quite literally getting from A to B.
Yeah, absolutely. It depends what you're picturing. Like, you could be imagining a cliff face.
Yeah.
And there's lots of logistics there. There are ropes and there's safety and there's all sorts. But I mean, it could be something as simple as a small boulder problem, which might only be 2 or 3 metres high. Very safe. There's a lot less logistics, but it does have a mental aspect in the problem solving. You know, how do you position yourself to get the most out of the available holds, and also to get the most out of your body? We'll have different strengths and weaknesses, different flexibilities. It's quite an interesting thing, but it's hugely mental, you know, both from a presentism, mindfulness point of view. It relaxes me, focuses me. If I'm injured, I find the problem solving aspect is enjoyable in its own right.
Okay. So
I found if I've been forced to take breaks for life, work, business, injury, I can come back and enjoy a different aspect of it. So,
yeah. How fit do you need to be to start?
Not very fit at all. It takes all types. I wasn't particularly fit when I found climbing. I think it was the other areas of it that appealed to me. But I mean, it's a full spectrum. We've got some interesting regulars who use our facility. You know, they're retired. We've some 80-year-olds who climb every week, and they're very good. You know, we've done work with disability groups, people with, cerebral palsy. You know, there's people with life-affecting kind of injuries or illness, and they can still give it a go. So there's no minimum level of fitness, I'd say. It's more a case of attitude. If you want to try something different, you want to challenge yourself,
you'll do it.
Yeah.
Typically, do people start on the indoor climbing walls?
There is no typical. I mean, there's some great providers dotted around Ireland. You've got people like Ambrose Hike and Climb in Dublin. He takes people on these introductory excursions to rock, and that might be someone's first sample of it. You've got people like Ian Miller on the west coast of Donegal taking people up these sea stacks. And, you know, all these people are working with complete beginners right through to experience. More and more, I suppose, common entryway is now through indoor climbing facilities, and we're lucky in Dublin. There's quite a few. You know, obviously my business, Awesome Walls, but there's also Gravity Climbing Centre, The Wall, block, Dublin Climbing Centre. So there's lots of ways for people to start to engage with the sport.
Yeah. How big is it here at the moment?
It's big and it's growing, actually. An interesting piece from Sport Ireland just highlighted it's the first time indoor climbing or climbing has featured in the top 10 sports.
Well, it was in the Olympics, wasn't it?
It was in the Olympics, yeah, 2020. Well, delayed to 2021 was its first outing, and it's featuring this year. And actually, the Olympic Council are quite taken by it. It's very visual. It's really dynamic.
Yeah.
And
You're right. It's definitely, you could, like, you know, you're sort of atypical person at home having their coffee and chocolate biscuits, you know, in the evening. You could watch this.
Yeah, totally. And, you know,
engage with it.
The rules are pretty straightforward. If they cling on and they get to the top, they're a winner.
You win.
And if they fall, there's an immediate consequence. I think that's one thing I like about it. You know, we tell ourselves we're doing the right thing by doing different activities and making time in our lives. But I think we're better than we realise at distinguishing between legitimate success and kind of, you know, fooling ourselves. But with climbing, there's a real obvious consequence. And I think anything that's got a consequence to it makes us feel real, you know, like, actually, I have done something here. And it kind of makes it more genuine sense of accomplishment when you get to the top.
Has that helped to raise the profile?
I think so, yeah. I mean, you see lots of motivational screensavers and posters, and they put pictures of guys and women on rocks or mountains. It's associated with achievements or leadership and motivation and things like that, or confidence.
Mm.
And as a sport, it kind of has that image. But that's a spectrum, you know, and people can find their own confidence and wins at a very entry point level. And also, you know, we've got young athletes, or seniors, who are competing on the world stage in Ireland now, representing Ireland in World Cups and trying to, you know, do what they need to do to qualify for Olympics. It's really encouraging to see.
Yeah. Right. Do you, like, if you're encouraging somebody that, you know, might be listening to you today, and maybe they're the same child as you were, you know, years ago, and sport really isn't their thing, or football, but they do want to do something, and they're now maybe thinking of starting out with climbing, where would you advise them? Where's the starting point, or where are you best to go?
Have a Google, indoor climbing walls or climbing walls. I mean,
but you'd send them indoors first, would you, for it to just pick up?
Well, look, we're in Ireland.
Yeah, well, that's true.
And the weather is not great, let's be honest, and climbing in the rain is not as good as it can be. But indoors is a great point of access, because you've lots of instructors and providers who can kind of take the edge off your uncertainty or maybe your inhibitions, and they can introduce you to the whole sport safely. And then that opens up the whole social aspect of it. I mean, an indoor climbing wall can be a halfway house between a gym and a pub. You've got I'm investing in myself. I'm getting a workout here if you want it to be that. But you've also got the banter and your mates and, you know, just that side of
things. A bit of crack.
Yeah.
I imagine that you obviously operate the business. You've awesome walls.
Yeah.
I imagine your insurance must be through the roof and something like that.
Yeah, particularly.
But given how health and safety conscious, you know, and we are a very health and safety focused nation, so.
Absolutely, yeah. And I've been involved at lots of different levels. You know, when Leisure Insurer left the Irish market in 2020, you know, I was involved in having stakeholder meetings with insurance people in London and further afield. Yeah, so insurance is a real concern for us. But I think, in Ireland, it's a broader concern. You know, I think it affects the indoor play centre industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably
even down to bouncy castles.
100%. Yeah. And, you know, I just see as a parent, you know, the kids are getting less access to opportunities to express themselves physically, which is such an important part, you know, to me and my value structure. So, the way insurance, I think it's all just perception, you know, people's perception of what climbing is, and also the legal and judicial system. They perceive climbing to be risky and high risk, whereas, you know, the sports data and the injury data would say the complete opposite. Climbing is very regulated, it's very safe. We wouldn't do it if it wasn't safe. And actually, things like rugby, GAA, football, swimming pools, they've got a hugely, vastly different rate of incidence and higher risk.
Yeah,
if you look at the data.
It's an interesting point.
So yeah, it's actually safer than it looks, but it's cool. You know, it looks good.
How do you fare out if you're like me, and somewhat, as I've actually, the older I've got, the more fearful of heights that I've got as well. So where do heights sit with the climbing?
So it's a real barrier to participation for a lot of people. So again, there are different types of climbing, you know. So obviously you have indoors, outdoors, but bouldering is climbing without ropes and harnesses above a big crash pad. So it's probably more akin to going to a gymnastics introductory lesson or something like that. So it's kind of moving across the walls and the terrain, using the grips and all the same techniques, but without ropes and harnesses. And you can just simply down climb, step off onto the safety mats. And the mats are there for you to kind of, you know, drop off in a controlled manner and land safely. So, you know, that's probably a good starting point.
Yeah.
You've got a fear of
heights. See, it's fine when I'm going up. It's just when you look down.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's for everyone. I mean, yeah. I've been doing this 26 years.
Really?
Well, if you've no fear, you're probably going to put yourself more at risk.
Yeah. God, yeah.
But like, that's the challenge and that's the appeal of it. I mean, one of the guys who got me into climbing when I started, he started climbing because he was terrified of heights.
Oh, really? Right.
That was his way of challenging it. So
it's, yeah. You
know, personal growth. If you want to test yourself, well,
this is the test I need. Yeah. I'm supposed to be learning how to live well, Dave, not to absolutely terrify myself.
Live well.
Beyond the point of return.
Well, think how good you'll feel if you put fear of heights and you challenge it. You'll go, you'll come home and you'll give yourself that extra glass of wine and you'll be like, yeah, I deserve this.
Absolutely. Listen, it's been a pleasure to meet you. As I said, Dave, Eitan is the director of Awesome Walls. Where are you based, Dave?
We're just off the M50, Junction 5 in Finglas, and we have a location down in Cork as well on Model Farm Road.
Okay. Brilliant. Well, listen, who knows? We might give it a go sometime. Dave, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.